Protests have continued this week in several Russian cities over the elimination of a range of social benefits for senior citizens. Many of the benefits were scrapped at the start of this year and replaced with partial cash compensation, but critics say the money is not nearly enough, and the protesters are furious with President Vladimir Putin's government. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Some pundits have called this the granny revolution. Since the start of the year, there's been a wave of protests like this one in a Moscow suburb across Russia. Most of the demonstrators are senior citizens, sometimes a few hundred, and in some cities, a few thousand. These protesters are furious over the complicated changes to Russia's social welfare system. All Russian senior citizens, for example, used to get free public transport. Now in many cities, they have to pay for it. And the pensioners say the cash compensation they're getting in return, about $10 a month in most cases, isn't enough. Anatoly is a retired factory worker. He blames President Vladimir Putin, who signed the changes into law.
I worked for 48 years, and now half of my pension goes to pay for rent and electricity. Putin is like a tourist. He travels to Kazakhstan, Africa, and America. He doesn't have any time left to work here in Moscow.
The protesters here briefly blocked the road between Moscow and the city's main airport last week, and the protests did force the authorities in this suburb to back down. They quickly agreed to let senior citizens continue to use public transport for free. Authorities in St. Petersburg made similar concessions. Mikhail Berger is editor-in-chief of the Yezhny Dielny Journal magazine. Berger says he was surprised by how nervously the Russian government reacted to the protests.
It had seemed that the state was monolithic, with the police, army, and everything centralized. Instead, they broke down after just a few days. It means they are not that powerful after all.
In a cabinet meeting yesterday, President Putin defended the reforms, which the government says will bring more efficiency. Putin blamed regional officials who he said had not implemented the changes correctly. But Putin also made concessions. He ordered pensions raised and new transport subsidies for senior citizens. Political analyst Nikolai Petrov says much of the blame lies with the way Putin has centralized power in his own hands. That, he says, made implementing such sweeping reforms difficult because regional officials are now more concerned with demonstrating their loyalty to the Kremlin than with dealing with their constituents.
The general idea of this reform is very rational. The problem is how reform was designed, how it was planned, and so on. And it seems to me it's not by chance that we are facing this social unrest. It's another signal telling us about inefficiency of the political mechanism constructed by Putin. And it's understandable that in order to start this large-scale reform, a lot of public discussions were needed. And a lot of time was needed in order to design it in details.
But there was virtually no public discussion about the reforms, which were simply rammed through Russia's now essentially rubber-stamp parliament. Polls show the unpopular measures have hurt Putin's popularity. Some political observers predict he might fire some of his government ministers in an effort to shift the blame. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.